Okay, today's shiur is daf. Today's daf is daf gimel of Masechta Shavuot. We're on the Beis Amud Beis by the beginning of the Gemara. And today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So, we're up to the Gemara of a very, very, very long Mishnah. And the Gemara starts off and says, wait a minute, Michti, let's see. Tana Mimakos Solik. We just finished Masechta's Makos. Right? The other day was Masechta's Makos. Maishna Datani Shavuot. Why is we learning Shavuot? So before we even... There's a Machlokas to be shown on what that question is. Before we get to that Machlokas, look at the top Tosfos. Michti. Tana Mimasechta Solik. Mimakos Solik. We finished Makos. Tosfos says, Afagaf the Kaimala. Even though we learned that betray Masechta's Ein Seder LeMishna, that between different Masechtas, there's no order between Masechtas Makos and Masechtas Shavuos. In other words, Le'in Hani Mili, when's that true? Le'in Yin Machlokes Va'achar Kach Stam. We have a rule that if there's a Machlokes in one place, followed by a Stam, we hold like the Stam, that's only true in one Masechta. So on Daf Gimel you find something, and then Daf Yud Ches you find something else. That's true in Mishnayot. Aval Sherebi Lo Shana L'Tam. However, again, that's only true within a Masechta. Sherebi Lo Shana L'Tam Midat Masechta Tal Seder. Rebbe didn't teach the Talmidim an order. No yeshiva learns Shas in order. Only Daf Yomi learns Shas in order. So yeshiva does that. This year they're learning this. Next year they learn Bava Kama. Then the year after that they're going to learn Masechta Sukkah. Nobody learns in order. Rebbe was the same way, right? Aval Acha Sheshenon Sidron. Fine, but once the order has been established, Al Mechonon Baviyasan Zuacharzu. And look, obviously there's an order. One Masechta follows another. So the Gemara wants to know why is Shavuot here after Masechta's Makos? You're right. There is no order. Rebbe, every year they had a different day, right? All the Rebbeim got together. What Masechta are we learning this year? Once it's been decided, now we can look back and say, okay, so then what's the order? Is there a sense to this order? Okay. So what did the Gemara say? Maishna Natani Shavuot, right? Why are we learning Masechta Shavuot? So, the Rimigash and the Ramban say that the question is, if we just finished Masechta's Makos, why do we pick a Mishnah? Why do we start off a Masechta with things that have nothing to do with Makos? Yediyah, Tumah, and in Shavuot, nothing to do with Makos. Even though today we're going to touch on Makos, nothing to do with Makos. That's very strange. Right? There are Shavuot where you do get Makos. Why do we start with that? That's what they hold this question is. It's a very unusual question. However, the Rashba and the Ritva say, no, that's not the question, right? The question is much more basic. What is Masechta Shavuot doing after Masechta Makos? Why? Not a prat in the Makos itself. No, what's it doing here? So, Mishum Tatani, because here's the answer. Mishum Tatani Chayev Al Harosh Shtayim. Because we learned yesterday, not yesterday, we learned the last Mishnah in Makos was about cutting your payas, and we said, you're chayiv, if you cut your payas, you're chayiv twice. How many times does it say in the Torah not to cut your payas? Because at one time, how many malchus do you get? How many malchus do you get? Two. Why two? One for each side of your head, right? Isn't that funny? You get two malchus. Is that one aveira or two aveiras? One, right? How can you get two malchus? You get two payas. Most people have two payas, right? Most people have two sides of their head, right? Isn't that... You get malchus once. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the question is... in Hanami. No, the question is if you do both. If you do both... How many malchus do you get? The answer is two. Now, right? That's the what? Right. Now, well, you could have ain't a chenami. However, achas mikan va'achas mikan, right? V'al hazakon, and regarding the beard, shtayim mikan va'achas lomata. We said that Mishnah, there are five laws for cutting your beard: two on one side of the face, two on the other side of the face, and the fifth one underneath. Does that mean the chin? Is it below the chin? That's a machlokes, right? Nevertheless, you have one aveira where you can get two malchus or five malchus. So similarly, we have Shavua, which is two, which is really four. It's a little bit similar. Not that similar. Right? Rashi says, Hainu dum yod deshtayim shein arba. That's like two that are four. Okay? Now, I'm sorry? I know. It's not so similar. The more you think about it, the less similar it is. On a very superficial level, it's similar. Right? If there's a number, that's really more... Different situations, right. What? What do you mean? Yeah, we said them all. There's no more left. But this Masechta, they have to Masechta's Makos. That's what the Gemara is bothered with. Right? No, Masechta's Nagoyim, Masechta's Shabbat, and this one. What? Because I'll tell you why. Because Shavuot doesn't belong here at all. Shavuot is not about Nezikin. The second half of Shavuot is. Second half is about Eidos and testimony and court. That's all Nezikin. That's all about court cases. That's Sanhedrin, Makkah. That makes sense. But that's what I said. That's what the Ramban says. What are we starting off with this for? You want to talk about Malkus? So talk about the other Shavuot. But you're going to get to that. Later in the Masechta, the third parak. Okay. That's I think what's driving it. This doesn't belong here. The whole Masechta doesn't belong here. So you have to put it somewhere. So why ask the Makkos? That was the question. So by the way, just we spent 2 minutes on this. So the rabbi's been doing this on Shabbos. He's been doing it again this Shabbos. There are two Isurim. There's one Isur not to destroy your beard. And we established that that's only with a razor. Right? Well, sashchit pa'at zikonecha. Yes. And there's also another aveiro, lo sakifu pa'as roshechem. That also only with a razor, or even with a scissors. What? Anything, right? Doesn't say destroy by payas. It only says destroy by a beard. Right? Doesn't say destroy by payas. So do we compare the beard to pay is to the beard? And just like a beard requires only a razor, so too pay is only require a razor. Right? The answer is it's a machlokas rishonim. Some say yes and some say no. And the shulchan are paskins that we don't know who the paskin like, and therefore a machmer. That's why when you go to a barber and it's only scissors, you'll tell the barber, don't touch my payas. Why? It's not a razor, because we're machmer. Because we don't know who to pass in like. This ride is back and forth. Fascinating. Right? When it comes to a beard, no shiloh. It has to be only with a razor. So theoretically, if you have a very long beard, you can use a scissors and cut that. But when it comes to your payas, you can't even use scissors. Okay? If that's all right, the Shulchan Aruch says it's in Simin Kuf Pei Aleph. He says like this: She'ein Chayavin Ala Kafas Harosh Ela Betar. Really, he says Mikaradin only a razor. Also, he takes a stand. Aval Roy LaHachmir, you should be Machmir. Kedas ha'omrim she'asr af misparayim ke'ein tar, which is what everyone's knowing today. Okay? Kivi Eger asks such a bomb kasha, which doesn't even answer it. He asks the Sarachi and kasha. He says like this. There's a halacha that a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. Right? Not allowed to cut his hair. He has to let his hair grow. The Gemara says a nazir can't even comb his hair. Why? Because when you comb your hair, you pull some hairs out. Even though you don't want to do that, it's a psik ratio, it's going to happen. No way it's not going to happen. Right? How do you know it's going to happen? Because if you go to your brush in your medicine cabinet, you look at it, there's hair on there. How did the hair get there? The answer is, every time you brush your hair, you pull hair out. So a nazir is not allowed to cut his hair. A nazir is not allowed to comb his hair. He's not allowed to brush his hair. Why? Because he's pulling hairs out. How did Gemara test that? How do you let it ever comb your payas? You brush your payas, you're pulling hair out. On Shabbat, people don't brush their hair because for the same reason. So you're making the question stronger, not weaker. You're combing it, but you're causing hairs to come out. But then we just established that it doesn't have to be with a razor. It could be anything. So if it could be anything, how could you comb your hair? How could you comb your payas? Your hair, you're allowed to comb. There's no issue about removing your hair. The only issue is removing your payas. How could you ever comb your payas? What? Why? No, but we assume that whatever you're combing, you're going to pull hair out. Sounds such a crazy assumption. If you're combing just your sides, you're going to pull hair out. So if the comb the top of your head, not a shiloh. They'll do the whole thing at once. So, but that's a suffix, no? It's a suffix secretion. What do we say by that? Some people are makled by suffix secretions. But Rabbi Kivi Eger didn't give that answer. Rabbi Kivi Eger didn't give any answer. He left it at the Sarachid. He couldn't answer it. You hear? You hear the answer? You hear the question? You have an answer? You don't hold for the question. Why not? No, it doesn't say that by payas. By beards it says that. By payas it's lo sakifu. Don't round off pas roshechem. Which means don't remove any hair. You know, don't do it. So what's the difference if you do it with a sit? And we said that when a machlokas, is that only with a razor? Or even without a razor? We said we're not sure. It's the machlokas we've shown him. The Shulchan Aruch is machner. We have to be machner. How could you go ahead and do it? So he didn't answer it. He couldn't answer it. So the Stifler? Not the Stifler. The Chassam Sofer, at the whole Lamdash answer, he says like this. How many hairs do you have to pull out in order to be Chayav Mida Oraisa? What? Says the Rambam, two? No. I thought we learned on Shabbos. Didn't we say 40? 40. Yeah. Didn't we say 40 on Shabbos? Yeah. The Rabbi said 40. That Midoraisa, you have to leave over two. Midorabanan, you have to leave over at least 40. Now, there's no way combing your payas, you're going to only have two left. It's not going to happen. Therefore, at most, it's going to be a Darabanan. So for some reason, when it comes to psik ratio for Darabanan, we're not Machmer. That was the Chassam Sofer's answer. The disciple has a simple type of answer. Somehow we got it down to a Darabanan. It's not a Daraisa. Maybe it's not a Daraisa because of what you said. It's not a Derech to do it like that. Once you get it down to a Darabanan, then we're much more makeable with psik ratio. That's how... Now, Rabbi Kibega didn't think of that. He could have thought of that. He probably wasn't impressed by that. Leave it with a question. No, good question. No, he didn't think of that. Right? Interesting. Okay. By the way, listen to this question. If you chayev for both payas, you chayev twice. Why? Why chayev twice? Because payas is mashma for both. Then the pasuk says in the Torah, the pasuk says, lo sechale pa'as sadcho. Right? Don't destroy the corner of your field. The same word, pa'as. So you have to leave two corners, or maybe you have to leave every corner. Hear that, Kasha? Why does the word payas include both sides of your head, and when it comes to paya, only one corner is that you have to leave over? Why not all corners? It's a difference. Paya, same word. When it comes to the head, we say it means both. You have two malchus. You cut two pays, you have two malchus. Maybe paya, you also have to lead off every corner. Why not? That question you also don't like? Huh? That? The Tosfos is the Rosh and the Ritva. Both of them asked that question. Good enough for you? So there's three answers to this question. First of all, to say like this, what if you have a circular field? What if your field is circular? You don't have any corners. You have to leave over paya? Absolutely. How many? One. Because the issue isn't, when it comes to a faith, that's the Matthias. The Matthias is you have two of them. But your field doesn't have to be the Matthias. It could be the Matthias. Doesn't have to be the Matthias. There's only one. Right? That's a partial answer. Right, just a question just to get your juices flowing. It's a partial answer. And when it comes to a field, you don't have to have a corner. You can have a circular field. Right, it's impossible to have a face and not have a possibility. It's impossible. Hashem created the human beings to look in such a way, right? Okay. Next. Ain't a chenami. Could be. Okay. When you write your shas, you can put it in Dvarim. Maishna hacha, the tani luhu lakulu. So how come over here, we mention all the cases that are two that are four, which is what you asked me earlier. How come over here in Shavuot we mention Shavuot, Tuma, Negayim, Shabbos? Umaishna gabe yitzias Shabbos umaris Negayim. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the question. Maishna hacha tani luhu lakulu. How come over here we go into so many specific details about Shavuot, right? Well, no, that's not the question. Wow, I said it right the first time. Ma'ishtahach is a little cool. How come over here in this Masechta we mention Shavuot, Tuma, Shabbos, Negayim? Ma'ishtah gabi yitzhiya Shabbos and Maris Negayim. But if you go to Masechta Shabbos on the base, if you go to the first Mishnah of Negayim, you're not going to find a mention of Shavuah or Tumah, just Negayim and just Shabbos. So how come? The Lokatani Lolokulu doesn't say by the first Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos and by his two carryings that are four. It says that by Shabbos. It doesn't mention a word about Tumah and Shavuah and Negayim. Why not? How come only here we did it? It's what you asked me before. So the Gemara says, Amri, Shavuah is V'yadiyas HaTumah, Gabi Hadad Iksivin. Shavuot and Tumah are both written in the same parasha. Shavuot and Tumah are both written in the same parasha. Also, they both have the same carbon, carbonol of Yoreh. They both have the same carbon. Therefore, the Dami Hadad is carbonol of Yoreh. They're also similar regarding the carbonol of Yoreh. Therefore, Tani Lahu Gabi Hadadi. Therefore, they're mentioned together. Ah, but I see the Tani Tarti, Tani Kulu. Once we're mentioning two, so we'll mention the other two already also. Right? Once you mention two, we'll mention all four. If we wouldn't have mentioned two, we would never mention three and four. But once we're mentioning two, why are we mentioning two? Because they're so similar. They have the same onesh, they have the same carbon, and also they're written together in the same parsha in the Torah. Once you have those two, we'll throw in the other two. By Shabbos and by Negayim, this doesn't come up. Look at Tosfos of Gabe Hadadi. You see Gabe Hadadi? Right? Right, you see it there? B'taima d'ksivi gabi hadadi sahi. Really, the truth is one reason would be enough. K'zimina m'teklas d'dar. Of im tomer, gabi maris negayim, lisni kulhu, the d'mayin hadadi b'karbon olavi yoreid. So why by m'teklas negayim don't we mention the others? Because you know what? A mitzora also brings a carbon olavi yoreid. So we have something similar. So if similar, why don't we mention the other ones by the second Negayim? The Torah brings the carbon olav yoreid. The Yesh Lomar. No, it's not a carbon olav yoreid. The Lesse B'dal Adalot. a carbon, a betzora, there's only two levels, rich and poor. By a carbon olive yorid, there are three levels, rich, poor, and very poor. It's not really a carbon olive yorid. You hear? That was the Havamina. The answer is that it's not even a carbon olive yorid. Dim tomar, mikol makom, lisni b'masnitin, kodim yitzias ha-shabbis. You know what? And why is Shabbos third on the list? It's amazing how every part of this Mishnah they're breaking up. So why is Shabbos third? Shabbos should be fourth. Why? Kivun de'isya b'dalus, v'dami tfei, l'shavuot. Very nice. You only have two levels. And a Shavuah and Yediyas HaTumah have three levels. So what? It's still more similar to Shabbos, which only has one level. You violate Shabbos, you bring the Karban Chatos. One level. I don't care, rich, poor, makes no difference. So why on earth is Shabbos third? Listen to this answer. You spent a month on this answer. V'yei Shlomar. Dahani l'chaper. A carbon for a Shavuah that you violate, and a carbon for Shabbos that you violate, is a kapara. I violated Shabbos. I forgot it was Shabbos. I shouldn't have forgotten. You should be more on the ball. Why are you bringing a chaz when you do something for Shogeg? Because on some level, you're held accountable. Why are you held accountable? You should have been more aware. Same thing with a Shavuah. What kind of Shavuah are you making? It's a kapara. The honey, but a carbon for a Mitzorah, it's not a kapara. What is a carbon for a Mitzorah? Lahakshir. Just to allow you to come back to the Beit HaMikdash. You hear that? That's not a kapara. It's just a hakshir. It's like a distinction without a difference. Right? What does that mean? Fascinating, he says that. What is the kapara for a mitzvah? Paraduma? There's no paraduma. What is it? Staying outside the machne till you heal. What? The what? Right. That's what Tosfos is saying. So what's the carbon? That's just to come back to the Beit HaMikdash. Because you're tummy. It's not a kapara. But for Shabbos, it's a kapara. That's why Shabbos is third. What? Right, that's right. There's no punishment. It was Bishogi. It was Bishogi. You did it Bishogi. So you bring a carbon chata. A carbon carbon olive yorid is a chata. People think it's an ola because it has the word ola in it. It's not an ola, it's a chata. Or olav yorid only means because it has different prices. Right? So it's all, that's not Bishogi. Shuvah is not Bishogi. I make a shvuah, or then you violated a Bishogi. I don't know about that. Right, but not by Betorah. Therefore, no, right. That's right. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying. The carbon is only to come back to the base of the Mikdash. That's not a kapara. That's why it's not. That's why it's number four. That makes sense. What? Yeah. So it means you can't go on to the base. I think there's grounds. Oh, so it's a kapara. I think by that it means that you're lacking the ability to go to the Beit HaMikdash. That's why I have to translate it now to mean that. Right? Okay. Now, Pasach B'Shavuot, we start off talking about Masechet Shavuot. Except for the first opening line, we haven't said one word about Shavuot. Right? And then gigantic Mishnah, nothing to do with Shavuot. So far we haven't said a word. Pasach B'Shavuot, Mufarish Yediyas HaTumah. Then we have this gigantic Mishnah, took up the whole Amid, the whole daf, talking about what? Tuma. Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Yechai. Whole machlokes. So the Gemara says, yeah, Idi Zutrin Milaihu, since there are very small halachas about it, only 19 blots, since halachas are very, very small, therefore, Pasik Shari Lahu. Therefore, we're going to get them over with very quickly. We're going to discuss them very quickly. Like I said, it's only 19 blocks. For Hadar, Tani, Shavuot, then we're going to talk about Shavuot, Dinafish and Milayu. I had a lot of halachas, big mitzvah here, 49 blocks. What? In a chidami, so why, but this is mitzvah Shavuot. So have a mitzvah called mitzvah Yediyas HaTumah and discuss it over there, or discuss it in here. Because once you mention it anyway, you might as well finish up all those halachas. Not that many, it's only 19 blocks. Once we finish 19 blocks, then we're going to really discuss this on the Shavuot. Okay? Next. Shavuot Shtayim Shehin Arba, right? Shavuot are Shtayim Shehin Arba, two that are four. Shtayim Sheochel V'Shelo Ochel. The two that are in the Pasuk are Ochel and Lo Ochel. I will eat, I will not eat. Tosfos HaRosh asks, the Pasuk says, Lahara O Lehetiv. The bed is mentioned first. What is the bed? Rashi said the bed meant, I will not eat. I am moneyam, I am preventing myself from having hana. That's the bed. So why does the Gemara put the good one first? The Pasuk didn't put the good one first. The Pasuk put the bad one first. Why do they switch? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, because the good, the bad is eating. Because you're violating your Shavua with a Maisa. That's bad. That's not Rashi said. That Rashi didn't say it like that. That's not the Pasuk shot at all. Right? So some answer, because most of the time, says the Ritva, when someone makes a Shavua, they're going to make a Shavua to refrain from doing something. Someone wants to show how frum they are, how determined they are, how serious they are. I am not eating tomorrow. I'm making a Shavua. Right? That shows seriousness. What's the guy going to say? I'm so upset, I need to do tshuva. I'm going to eat three meals tomorrow. I'm making a Shavua. What kind of Shavua is that? You could make such a Shavua. That doesn't show anything. Most of the time, people won't do that. They'll take a Shavua in the Ra. That's why the Pasuk puts it first. That's most people. That's what a Shavua is going to be about. Tshuva, to show how upset they are, how serious, they're angry, whatever it is. I'm not going to eat those cakes. I'm not doing that. What? Most of the time, it's that way. So the Torah puts the Ra first. Why should the Gemara do that? So the Gemara puts the positive first. We always put the positive first. Okay? To say that the Ra is the eating is hard to say. Tosfos HaRosh doesn't say that. Rashi didn't say that. It's hard to say that. The other answer is a better answer. Shehein Arba, really it's four. One of the four. Achalti, v'shalom achalti. I ate, and I did not eat. Yediyos HaTumah, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Shtayim, Yediyos Tumas Kodesh, v'Yediyos Tumas Mikdash. I knew the Beit HaMikdash is over there. I saw the sign with the arrow. I knew. I knew this piece of meat, Kodshim. I forgot that I'm Tomei. Shehein Arba, which are four, Kodesh u'Mikdash. I had no idea this meat was Tomei. I had no idea this meat was Kodshim. I had no idea. I had no idea that's the Beit HaMikdash. I thought that was something else. I had no idea. Two that are also four. Yitzias HaShabbat, Shtayim Shehein Arba. Yitzias HaShabbat, two that are four. Shtayim Hotza Da'oni, Hotza Da'bal HaBayit. Two, you have one of the Oni. What's the Oni? The Oni is the guy outside. Why? The Oni is usually outside. And the Baal HaBayit is usually inside. Says the Rambam, we don't always have to say, the guy outside and the guy inside. So we just shorthand, Oni Usher. Oni Usher. Right? It's a much easier way to say it. The guy who's standing outside, such a long way. The Oni. So the Oni is outside. Right? He could do one of two things. He could take an item in Rishus HaYachid, in Rishus HaRab, where he's standing, put it into Rishus HaYachid, or he could take an item that's in Rishus HaYachid, grab it, and pull it out into Rishus HaRab. And the Ani, the Asher, could do the exact same thing. So you have two that are four. Shehein Arba, Hachnasa the Ani, Hachnasa the Baal HaBayit. Hachnasa of the Ani, and Hachnasa of the Baal HaBayit. Right? What? Right. The question is, are you taking something from which Rishus to which Rishus? What? Doesn't make a difference. But one's an Av and one's a Tolda. We're going to get to that on later in the week. One's an Av and one's a Tolda. The Av is only Hotza'a, Hachnasa's a Tolda. What's Hotza'a? Hotza'a's going from... one minute. Yes, from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. No. knasa is that what's the hotel of Baal Bayis? He's telling you Rishus Yachid. Yeah, hotel is from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbi, right? And achnasa is from Rishus Harabim to Rishus Yachid. Yes, exactly. Maris Negayim, Negayim is Shlaim Shein Arba. Shnayim are Se'ez Ubaheres. The two are Se'ez and Baheres. Shein Arba, Se'ez V'toldosa, Baheres V'toldosa. Okay? The Se'ez and the Tolda. What does that mean? That means it's four different shades of white. And they're all Sarat. Rabbi Benoni asked me last night, and when I gave him my answer, he said, that's not an answer. And I realized it's not an answer. The Pasuk says, if you look at the Pasuk over there in Parashas Tazir or Mitzorah, it says, Adam kiye ba'ar basaro, if a person has ba'ar on his flesh, se'es, osa pachas, o baheret. So what did we just say? What did the Gemara just say? Se'es anatolda, baheres anatolda. What about sapachas? The Pasuk. So I told Rabbi Nun, no, we're going to have later on that the word sapachas, that is the toldah. In other words, how do I know that there are toldas? Because one of the toldas is mentioned. Se'ez, beheres or avos, sapachas is a toldah. So he says to me, then why is it, what does that mean? Why is it there? So I said, you know what? I don't know. We'll get to it on daf yud. Where are we going to get to it? On daf vav. So we have to wait a few days. Now, Mani Masnisa, who's the author of this Mishnah? Who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Rabbi Akiva. It can't be Rabbi Yishmael, it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Even Rabbi Yishmael, even Rabbi Yishmael, Ha'amar, he said, Einu Chayiv Ela Ha'la Asid Lavo. Rabbi Yishmael has a shita that holds, you're only Chayiv on a future Shavuah. You're not Chayiv on a past Shavuah. So it can't be Rabbi Yishmael. Our Mishnah said, you're Chayiv on a past Shavuah also. Even Rabbi Akiva, if it's Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar, he said, Alhelam tumahu dechayiv, then a chayiv alhelam mikdash. He has another quirk. He says, Rabbi Akiva holds, you're only chayiv on tumas mikdash. You're not on helam tuma. You're not chayiv. I didn't know that was the base of mikdash. You're not chayiv for that. You're only chayiv on a mistake of tuma. So again, it can't be either one. So the Gemara says, really, it could be Ibai Sam Rabbi Shmo, Ibai Sam Rabbi Akiva, Ibai Sam Rabbi Shmuel. How could it be Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel said, you're not chayiv for a past Shavua. Right? The answer is, and we said, there are four Shavuas. Two that are four. Two of the future you're chayiv. Now two of the four, you're not chayiv? Says the Gemara exactly. Mehen l'chayiv, or mehen l'potter. Some you're chayiv, some you're potter. There are Shavuas. Shtayim that are arba. Two that are four. But two you're chayiv, two you're not chayiv. That's how we're going to have to read the Mishnah. And we can do the same thing for Rabbi Akiva. Mehen l'chayiv or mehen l'pater. Some yechayiv, some yepater. Says the Gemara, that's impossible. It's impossible. The lifter, yepater? How could that be? Ha, dum ye demaris negayim katani. When it comes to the maris negayim, there are four, you're not pater to any of them. It has to be consistent. How could you have two that are four, two you're not chayiv, two you are? When it comes to negayim, you're chayiv for all four. It doesn't make any sense. It can't be. Exactly, can't be. Mahasam kul l'chiyuva, av hachanani kul l'chiyuva. How could that be? So the Gemara says, you're right. La la, Rabbi Shmuel. Really, let's say the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. What was the problem with Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel says, you don't have to bring a carbon olivio raid for a past Shavua. Right. But you're going to get malchus for that. So yes, you don't bring a carbon, that's his shita. His shita is going to be, you get malchus. When does Rabbi Shmuel say you're not chayiv for a past shavua? What do I mean when I say a past shavua? A shavua, the guy said that I did something in the past. That's carbon. You don't bring a carbon for that. Avol malchus chayiv mechayiv. Malchus, no shaila about it. No shaila about it. Did kidir rava like rava? The Amar rava. Rava said the perish ribs the Torah. The perish. Says Rava. Beferish. The Torah says, Shvuas Sheker. A Shvuas Sheker. What's a Shvuas Sheker? A Shvuas Sheker is, I ate yesterday. Yesterday was a tithe. I didn't eat. That's a Shvuas Sheker. Dumya de Shavua Shav. That's compared to a Shavua Shav. What's a Shavua Shav? A Shavua Shav is when you say something that's ridiculous. For example, that yellow shirt is really blue. I'll make a shuvah. It's ridiculous. By the way, somebody asked, if I make a shuvah that I ate yesterday, isn't that also patently ridiculous? Isn't that really a shuvah shuv? What? No, but it's in the past. The minute I utter it, it's ridiculous. Either you did or you didn't. I make a shuvah. I ate yesterday. I make a shuvah that I ate yesterday. The minute you utter it, if it's false, it's a false and ridiculous. You didn't eat yesterday. It was a fast day. The whole thing's ridiculous. Some say that. If it's a future Shavuah, I swear I will eat tomorrow. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Let's wait and see. Yeah. Right. So the minute I utter, it's impossible. It's impossible. But I made a Shavuah. I make a Shavuah right now on a stack of Bibles that I ate yesterday. What do you mean? It's ridiculous. It is yesterday. Anyway, put that question aside. I'm not sure I have an answer for that question. But a shuvah shav, ma shav l'sha'avar, af sheker nami l'sha'avar. Just like a shuvah l'sha'avar, so too sheker l'sha'avar. Right? Now how do you know that on a shuvah shav, you get malchus for that? How do I know that? Right? Now, Bishloma, it makes sense. Achalti, velo achalti, kidrava. That makes sense. By achalti, velo achalti, shelo ochel, or shelo ochel, or I will not eat, the ochel, or I will eat, not eat, lav shiyesh for maisahu. That's a lav shiyesh for maisahu. Abol, ochel, velo ochel, amai. Lav shiyesh for maisahu. It's a lav shiyesh for maisahu. If I make a shavuah, I will eat, and I don't eat. I didn't do anything. So I'll change my mindset. Right? Hakosav Rabbi Shmuel, Lav Shein Bo Maisa, Lokin Alav. Rabbi Shmuel hold, you get Malkus for Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Okay? Now, Rashi says that just like a Shavuah Shav, you get Malkus, why do you get Malkus for a Shavuah Shav? Why do you get Malkus for a Shavuah Shav? Because the Torah says that, where's that pasuk? It's a pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros. It says, Losisa es Shem Hashem Elokecha LaShav, right? Losisa es Shem Elokecha LaShav, Ki Lo Yinake, how does it go? How does that pasuk go? Kilo Yinake Hashem. So we learn out from there, Hashem's not going to be Menachem you, but Bezdin will. So you get Malkus for that. Rashi says, it says the word Shav in that pasuk twice. Once for Shavuah Shav, once for Shavuah Sheker. That's how you know that a Shavuah Sheker is doomed to Shavuah Shav. It says Tosfos. That's not preparation in the Torah. Didn't Rava say it's preparation in the Torah? That's not preparation. That's a Zosha. Says Tosfos, no. In the first Aseret HaDibros it said, we'll see Sashem Hashav. And in the second one it says, In the second Dibros it says, Losana Brecha, a chucker. First one it says, Losana Brecha, a chuck. It says, Losana Brecha, a chucker. Black and white. It's two Aseret HaDibros that are both the same. You learn one, you learn the other. Interesting. Anyway, so what do we say? Rabbi Shmuel holds, Lav She'en B'maisa, Lokin Alav. If that's true, we have a problem. Rabbi Yochanan is a stira. Why? Rabbi Yochanan said, halacha is like a stam mishnah. Right? Which would mean that a lav she'en bo ma'isa is yes malchus. Our mishnah says that a lav she'en bo ma'isa is malchus. And Rabbi Yochanan said, we hold like stam mishnah. Itmar, wait a minute. Shavua sha'ochel kikar. If someone makes a shavua, if someone says, I make a shavua, that I'm going to eat this cookie, right? And the whole day passed, and he didn't eat it. So what's the story with this guy? He made a shavua, he's going to eat this cookie, he didn't eat it. So does he get malchus? Nobody holds he got malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, we had this already last week, in the Bacchus. Rabbi Yochanan versus Lachish, Tarmut Tavayo, Eino Loka. Everybody holds there's no malchus. Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Loka, B'Shem Dahavi, Lav Shein B'Maita. Lav Shein B'Maita. He sat around and did nothing all day. B'cholav she'en b'maisa, ain't lokin alav. For Shalaka Shamar, ain't a loka hasra safik, yiv hasra safik, lo shmi hasra. So how could a real Kohen say two different things? How could he hold like this Mishnah that says La Shem Ma'aseh, yes, Malkut, and then he holds La Shem Ma'aseh, no Malkut? How could that be? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrini Ashkach. He found another Stam Mishnah, which is going to support his position that a La Shem Ma'aseh ain't Lokin Alav. Ask the Achronim, so what? You have this Mishnah which says, Yal Shem Ma'aseh, yesh Lokin Alav. What's the other Mishnah? Hai Stama, Ilema Hai Stama Ditnan, Achal Hamosir, Bitohar. If somebody leaves over part of the carbon pesach of a Torah carbon pesach, or hashover betame, or he breaks a bone of a tamei carbon pesach, ain't a loka tabar. No malchus for that. Beishloma shover betame. I understand if he breaks a tamei bone, there's no malchus for that. Why not? This David says etemosish rubo basa. The only time you can't break a bone is if it's a Torah carbon pesach that you're going to eat. Love a puzzle. Not if it's a puzzle carbon pesach. Abel hamoser betor my time up. Why is there no malchus for that? Why not? The Torah says don't leave over the carbon pesach. He left it over. Lav mishum, davi lav shem amaisa, b'chal lav shem amaisa, ain't lokin alav. So what do you see? I have another Mishnah where Stam Rabbi Yochanan. Where Stam, lav shem amaisa, ain't lokin alav. And that's how Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold. Ask everybody, what about this Mishnah? Why is he ditching this Mishnah for another Mishnah? It's Stam Mishnah's here. Right? You hear what I'm saying? This is Stam Mishnah here that says La Shem Ma'aseh, yes, Malkus. So says the Gemara, no. The Rosh Hashanah is another Stam Mishnah where La Shem Ma'aseh ain't Lokin. So what? What about this one? What about this one? You hear the Kasha? So who asked that Kasha? That Kasha was asked by the Rosh. No. That Kasha is asked by the Mitzvah Esim. And he gives an answer. He says like this. He says, since there are two competing Mishnahs, one says, La Shem Ma'aseh, yes, Malkus. One says, La Shem Ma'aseh, ain't Malkus. Says the Mitzvah Esen, you have to go to Chumra. And the Chumra is no Malkus. To be Mach, we have to give you Malkus. We can give you Malkus, but I'm not sure about it. You have to go to Chumra. Right? That's one answer he gives. Another answer he gives is, this Mishnah has nothing really to do with La Shem Ma'aseh. It's a Mishnah about Tumah. Yeah, we pull out of that din, La Shem Ma'aseh, yes, ma. That's not the ikker place. I'd much rather learn a halacha where it's an ikker place. Where's an ikker place? We're talking about carbon pesach. Yes, Malkus, no Malkus, whole discussion. It's a much better Mishnah. It's a much worse Mishnah. This Mishnah's not talking about Malkus. We're pulling teeth to get Malkus out of it. Why? Because he wanted to say this Mishnah holds up every Shmuel. Right? Then we had a kasha, but wait a minute. There's no carbon. No, there's no carbon. There's Malkus. It's such a long, complicated. That's a very poor Mishnah to learn how to din from. The other Mishnah is much better. Okay? Now the Gemara says, we'll stop in one more minute. Umimai, the Rabbi Yaakov he, Tamar Lav Shem Ma'aseh ain't Lokin Alav. Who said the reason why there's no Malkus on Noser is because of Lav Shem Ma'aseh? Tell Rabbi Yehuda he, Umishum, the Baha Kasav, Litanase Achalotase. The only reason why there's no Malkus over here, not because of the Lav Shem Ma'aseh, but because it's a lav shemitzik lase. Halav hachit lucky. And if not for that reason, there would be malchus. Ah, it's lav shema maisa. No, we don't say that. Ditanya, b'sasirim menu aboker, you're not allowed to leave it over. B'nosirim menu aboker, b'esh tisrofu. And if you do leave it over, fix it up with an ase. B'akas avlita nasech alos ase, lo moshein lokin alos. Right? You have a los ase, followed by an ase. That's why there's no malchus. Sivir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lo men hashem huzeh. That's not the reason. The reason is, Ela mishum tahavi lav she'en b'maisa. Lav she'en b'maisa ain't lokin alav. Lav she'en b'maisa is not malchus. So we're trying to find a Mishnah that said that Rabbi Yochanan could hold that a lav she'en b'maisa is no malchus. That's not a good Mishnah. You know why? That's a machlokas why. There's a machlokas in the Mishnah why you don't get malchus for Noser. Is it because of lav she'en b'maisa or because of lav she'en b'maisa? We don't know the answer to that question. How could that be a good Mishnah? So Gemara says, you're right, we'll find the Mishnah, we'll answer that question. We're stopping in the middle of a question. But there's nowhere else to stop. We're stopping right here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.